Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about tenant screening, your first line of defense against risk. Today, we're diving into eviction protection and rent default insurance, specialized products designed to protect landlords from the financial impact of tenant non-payment and eviction costs. Even with thorough tenant screening, some tenants will stop paying rent. Job loss, illness, divorce, financial mismanagement, or other circumstances can cause previously reliable tenants to default on rent. When tenants stop paying, landlords face immediate cash flow problems, legal expenses to pursue eviction, property damage, and lost rent during vacancy. Rent default insurance and rent guarantee products are designed to help protect landlords against certain losses when a tenant fails to pay rent. Product names, coverage structures, and legal classifications vary by provider and jurisdiction. But are these products worth the cost? Do they actually pay claims when you need them? What are the limitations and exclusions? By the end of this episode, you'll understand what rent default coverage may include, how these products work, what they cost, their limitations and exclusions, and whether they're worth purchasing for your portfolio. Let's start with understanding what rent default coverage is. What is rent default coverage? Rent default insurance and rent guarantee products are designed to help protect landlords against certain losses when a tenant fails to pay rent. Product names, coverage structures, and legal classifications vary by provider and jurisdiction. Rent default coverage should not be confused with loss of rental income coverage under a landlord property policy, which generally responds when a covered property loss makes the unit uninhabitable, rather than when a tenant simply stops paying. These products may cover Coverage 1, lost rent. The primary coverage is reimbursement for unpaid rent when a tenant defaults. Depending on the product, coverage may continue for a specified number of months or until another policy limit or termination event is reached. Coverage limits vary by product and may be expressed as a maximum number of months of rent, a maximum dollar amount, or both. Coverage 2, legal fees and court costs. Some rent default products may include coverage for legal fees and court costs associated with evicting a non-paying tenant. This may include attorney fees, filing fees, court costs, and sometimes costs for serving legal notices. Legal expense coverage may have separate limits from rent loss coverage. Coverage 3, property damage. Some products may include coverage for property damage caused by the tenant beyond normal wear and tear. This might cover malicious damage, vandalism, or damage discovered after the tenant vacates. Property damage coverage typically has lower limits than rent loss coverage and may have separate deductibles. Coverage 4, tenant placement costs. Some products may cover costs associated with finding a new tenant after eviction, such as advertising, screening fees, or leasing commissions. This coverage is less common and typically has lower limits. What rent default coverage does not typically cover. It's equally important to understand what these products typically do not cover. They generally do not cover routine vacancy between tenants. They do not cover rent loss due to property damage that makes the unit uninhabitable unless that damage is specifically covered under the product. Coverage is generally tied to covered rental income loss rather than reimbursement of each individual ownership expense. Review the policy to determine exactly how covered loss is calculated. They typically do not cover tenants who were already delinquent when the product was purchased or when coverage began. They may not cover situations where you did not follow proper legal eviction procedures. They may not cover situations where you did not meet the product's tenant screening or eligibility requirements. Now let's discuss how these products may work in practice. How rent default coverage may work. Step 1. Purchase the product. Rent default coverage can be purchased as a standalone policy for individual properties, as a portfolio policy covering multiple properties, as an endorsement or rider to your landlord insurance policy, through property management companies that offer it as an add-on service. Premiums or program fees may be charged monthly, annually, per lease, or through another pricing structure depending on the provider. Step 2. Meet eligibility requirements. Many rent default products require you to conduct tenant screening that meets the provider's minimum standards. Providers may establish credit, income, rental history, documentation, or other tenant eligibility requirements. Some providers establish minimum income or affordability requirements, which vary by product. If you do not meet the provider's eligibility requirements, the product may not cover that tenant, or the claim may be denied. This is a critical limitation. You must follow the provider's eligibility standards, not just your own. Any provider eligibility or screening requirements must also be implemented consistently and in compliance with applicable fair housing, consumer reporting, and state and local laws. Step 3. Tenant defaults on rent. When a tenant fails to pay rent, you must typically provide proper legal notice as required by your state and local law. Document the non-payment and your attempts to collect. Notify the provider of the default. Policies may impose strict notice and claim filing deadlines. Review those deadlines before a default occurs. Failure to notify the provider promptly may result in claim denial. Step 4. Pursue collection or eviction. A policy may require the landlord to take specified collection, notice, possession, or eviction steps and comply with applicable landlord-tenant law. Follow the policy's claim requirements and obtain legal guidance when appropriate. Before entering a payment plan, lease termination, cash for keys agreement, or other resolution, determine whether doing so could affect coverage under the policy. The provider may require you to use their approved attorneys or follow specific procedures. Step 5. File a claim. Once you've initiated the required steps, you file a claim with the provider. You'll need to provide copy of the lease agreement, documentation of rent payments and non-payment, copies of legal notices provided to the tenant, court filings and eviction documents, if applicable, proof that you met the product's eligibility requirements when the tenant was approved, any other documentation required by the product. Step 6. Provider reviews and pays claim. The provider reviews your claim to determine coverage. They will verify that the product was in force when the default occurred, that you met the eligibility requirements, that you followed proper legal procedures, that the claim falls within the product's coverage and limits, that no exclusions apply. If the claim is approved, the provider will reimburse you for covered rent loss, legal fees, and any other covered expenses, subject to product limits and deductibles. Payment timing varies. Some providers pay monthly as rent comes due, while others pay after the eviction is complete. Some products may require repayment under certain circumstances, so determine whether payments have to be repaid. Step 7. Release the property. You must make reasonable efforts to release the property and mitigate your losses. Most products will not continue paying indefinitely. Coverage typically ends when the maximum coverage period is reached. The property is released to a new tenant. The maximum dollar limit is reached. You fail to pursue eviction or releasing diligently. Other termination events occur, such as tenant move-out, possession, lease expiration, or policy expiration. What rent default coverage costs? Pricing varies significantly by provider, property, tenant eligibility, coverage limits, deductibles or waiting periods, and the type of protection offered. Get actual quotes rather than relying on a general percentage of rent. Pricing and eligibility factors vary by provider and may include property, rent, tenant, market, coverage, or claims-related characteristics. Depending on the provider, prior claims or loss history may affect eligibility, pricing, or renewal terms. Always compare the total annual cost across different product structures. common limitations and exclusions. Rent default products have significant limitations and exclusions that can limit their usefulness. Limitation 1. Eligibility requirements. As mentioned earlier, many products require you to meet specific eligibility standards. If you approve a tenant who doesn't meet the provider's requirements, even if they meet your own standards, the product may not cover that tenant. This can create a conflict between your screening criteria and the provider's requirements. Any provider eligibility or screening requirements must also be implemented consistently and in compliance with applicable fair housing, consumer reporting, and state and local laws. Limitation 2. Pre-existing delinquency. Existing or known defaults may be excluded. Review how the policy treats tenants who are already delinquent when coverage begins or renews. Limitation 3. Coverage period limits. Depending on the product, coverage may continue for a specified number of months or until another policy limit or termination event is reached. If eviction takes longer than the coverage period, you're responsible for additional rent loss. Government restrictions, court delays, or changes in eviction procedures may affect both the landlord's losses and whether a particular policy responds. Review exclusions related to governmental action or inability to enforce a lease. Limitation 4. Dollar amount limits. Products may have maximum dollar limits in addition to, or instead of, time limits. If your rent is high, you may reach the dollar limit before reaching the time limit. Limitation 5. Legal procedure requirements. Products may require you to follow proper legal eviction procedures. If you make any procedural errors, improper notices, missed deadlines, incorrect filings, the provider may deny the claim. Some providers require you to use their approved attorneys, which may limit your control over the eviction process. Limitation 6. Waiting periods and deductibles. Some products impose a waiting period, deductible period, or minimum period of non-payment before benefits begin. Defaults that occur during the waiting period may not be covered. Limitation 7. Property condition requirements. Some products require the property to meet certain condition standards. If the property has code violations, habitability issues, or other problems, claims may be denied. Limitation 8. Exclusions for certain tenant types. Some products exclude coverage for certain tenant types, such as short-term rentals or vacation rentals, corporate tenants or commercial leases, tenants with month-to-month leases rather than fixed-term leases. Limitation 9. Exclusions for certain default reasons. Some products may exclude coverage when rent default is related to disputes over property condition or habitability, rent withholding allowed under state law, constructive eviction claims, lease disputes unrelated to non-payment. Limitation 10. Claim filing deadlines. Policies may impose strict notice and claim filing deadlines. Review those deadlines before a default occurs. If you miss the deadline, the claim may be denied. Are rent default products worth the cost? Whether rent default coverage is worth purchasing depends on several factors. Factor 1. Your risk tolerance. If you have limited cash reserves and cannot afford to cover several months of lost rent, eviction costs, and property damage, rent default coverage may provide valuable protection. If you have substantial reserves and can absorb occasional rent defaults without financial stress, the coverage may be less necessary. Factor 2. Your portfolio size. For investors with only one or two properties, a single rent default can have a significant financial impact, making coverage more attractive. For investors with larger portfolios, rent defaults can be absorbed across multiple properties, making self-insurance more viable. Factor 3. Your screening process. If you have a rigorous, consistent screening process that effectively identifies reliable tenants, your default rate may be low enough that coverage is not cost-effective. If your screening process is less rigorous, coverage may provide more value. Factor 4. Your market and expected costs. Government restrictions, court delays, or changes in eviction procedures may affect both the landlord's losses and whether a particular policy responds. Focus on actual expected time, cost, and coverage rather than general market characterizations. Factor 5. Product terms and pricing. Products with comprehensive coverage, reasonable limits, manageable deductibles, and competitive pricing may be worth purchasing. Products with restrictive terms, low limits, high deductibles, numerous exclusions, and high premiums may not be cost-effective. Factor 6. Claims payment history. Research the provider's reputation for paying claims. Check. Provider licensing and status. Financial strength information where applicable. Complaint information from the relevant state insurance regulator. Policy forms and exclusions. Claims procedures. Reviews can supplement this, but they shouldn't be the primary diligence method. Evaluating cost effectiveness. Don't compare the annual premium only with the product's maximum possible benefit. Instead, consider the probability and likely size of a covered loss, deductibles or waiting periods, coverage limits, exclusions, your available reserves, and the value you place on reducing cash flow volatility. Alternative: self-insurance through reserves. An alternative to purchasing rent default coverage is self-insurance through adequate cash reserves. Investors with sufficient liquidity may choose to retain some or all of this risk rather than transfer it through insurance. Appropriate reserves depend on portfolio size, leverage, operating expenses, eviction costs, vacancy exposure, tenant concentration, and other risks. Over time, if your default rate is low, self-insurance may be more cost-effective than paying annual premiums. However, self-insurance requires discipline to build and maintain reserves and the financial capacity to absorb losses when they occur. Alternative: landlord insurance with rent loss coverage. Some landlord insurance policies include limited rent loss coverage as part of the base policy or as an optional endorsement. Loss of rental income coverage under a landlord property policy generally responds to a covered physical loss that makes the property uninhabitable. It should not be assumed to cover a tenant who simply stops paying rent. This coverage is typically more limited than standalone rent default products, often covering only a few months of rent and only in specific circumstances, such as property damage that makes the unit uninhabitable. However, it may be more cost-effective if bundled with your existing landlord insurance. Review your landlord insurance policy to understand what rent loss coverage, if any, is included. Hybrid approach, selective coverage. Some investors use a hybrid approach. Some investors evaluate coverage property by property based on concentration risk, cash flow dependence, reserves, financing obligations, available product terms, and the financial impact of a default. This approach balances cost and protection. Questions to ask before purchasing. If you're considering rent default coverage, ask these questions. Is this product legally classified as insurance, a guarantee, a management benefit, or another contractual protection product? Who is the actual insurer or obligor, and is that entity authorized to provide the product in my state? What are the coverage limits for rent loss, legal fees, and property damage? What is the maximum coverage period in months? What are the deductibles or waiting periods? What are the eligibility requirements, and will my current screening process meet them? What are the claim filing deadlines and procedures? What exclusions apply? Does the product cover tenants already in place, or only new tenants? What events terminate payments? Tenant move out, possession, releasing, lease expiration, policy expiration, or reaching a dollar or month limit? Do payments have to be repaid under any circumstances? What is the provider's reputation for paying claims? Check licensing, financial strength, complaint information, policy forms, exclusions, and claims procedures. What is the total annual cost, and how does it compare to my risk of rent default? Can I cancel the product if it's not cost-effective, and are there cancellation fees? Your action plan. This week, I want you to do three things. First, evaluate your current risk exposure to rent defaults. How many months of lost rent, legal fees, and property damage could you absorb with your current reserves? How would a rent default affect your cash flow and financial stability? Second, research rent default coverage options available in your market. Request quotes from multiple providers, compare coverage limits, exclusions, deductibles, and premiums. Verify that providers are properly authorized in your state. Third, evaluate whether rent default coverage is cost-effective for your portfolio based on your risk tolerance, portfolio size, screening process, expected costs, and the product terms available. Consider whether self-insurance, landlord insurance with rent loss coverage, or a hybrid approach might be more appropriate. Rent default coverage can provide valuable protection, but it's not right for every investor or every property. Final thoughts. Rent default insurance and rent guarantee products are designed to help protect landlords against certain losses when a tenant fails to pay rent. Product names, coverage structures, and legal classifications vary by provider and jurisdiction. Rent default coverage should not be confused with loss of rental income coverage under a landlord property policy, which generally responds when a covered property loss makes the unit uninhabitable, rather than when a tenant simply stops paying. These products may cover lost rent for a specified period, legal fees and court costs, and sometimes property damage and tenant placement costs. Products typically do not cover routine vacancy, property damage that makes the unit uninhabitable unless specifically covered, tenants already delinquent when coverage began, or situations where proper legal procedures were not followed. Coverage is generally tied to covered rental income loss, rather than reimbursement of each individual ownership expense. Review the policy to determine exactly how covered loss is calculated. Rent default coverage may work by requiring you to meet eligibility standards, pursue proper legal collection or eviction, file a claim with required documentation, and make reasonable efforts to re-lease the property. Pricing varies significantly by provider, property, tenant eligibility, coverage limits, deductibles or waiting periods, and the type of protection offered. Get actual quotes rather than relying on a general percentage of rent. Products have significant limitations and exclusions, including eligibility requirements, pre-existing delinquency exclusions, coverage period limits, dollar amount limits, legal procedure requirements, waiting periods and deductibles, property condition requirements, exclusions for certain tenant types, exclusions for certain default reasons, and claim filing deadlines. Whether rent default coverage is worth purchasing depends on your risk tolerance, portfolio size, screening process, expected costs, product terms and pricing, and the provider's claims payment history. Alternatives include self-insurance through adequate cash reserves, landlord insurance with rent loss coverage, or a hybrid approach using selective coverage based on concentration risk, cash flow dependence, reserves, financing obligations, available product terms, and the financial impact of a default. Before purchasing, ask detailed questions about product classification, provider authorization, coverage limits, deductibles or waiting periods, eligibility requirements, claim procedures, exclusions, payment termination events, repayment requirements, the provider's reputation, total cost, and cancellation terms. Don't compare the annual premium only with the product's maximum possible benefit. Instead, consider the probability and likely size of a covered loss, deductibles or waiting periods, coverage limits, exclusions, your available reserves, and the value you place on reducing cash flow volatility. Rent default coverage can provide valuable protection for some investors, but it's not a substitute for thorough tenant screening, adequate cash reserves, and proper property management. This podcast is for educational purposes only and should not be considered financial, legal, tax, or investment advice. Insurance products and rent guarantee programs vary significantly by provider, jurisdiction, and product terms. Investors should review product documents carefully, verify provider authorization, compare multiple providers, and consult with insurance professionals and legal counsel before purchasing rent default coverage. Tomorrow we're talking about property inspections, annual inspection protocols, what to look for, preventive maintenance strategies, and how inspections save money long term. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at PassiveInvestorCoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.